Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For those who found us on their radios at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us at 10:30 any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture designated for this morning is Psalm 9, verses 9 through 20, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen to God's word, or listen for God's word in this reading. The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the place, from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise. In the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they have made, in the net which they hid. Their foot is caught. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Would you please stand with me, please?
Please stand. Thank you. Now, I want you, before we pray, I want you to do something for me.
I want you to look around. Look around. Look around. Look good. I want you to see, look around and see who's not here. See who's here. And the reason why I want you to do that, I want you to not to worry about who's not here. Amen? You're here. We're here. God knows we're here. So we're going to serve him. And I want you to put your emphasis on him this morning. Amen? Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Gayla, would you play us a prayer hymn, please?
Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, O Lord, how good you have been to us. How good you are to us, Lord. We lift you up now, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. We lift up your Son, Jesus, our Savior. We lift him up, Lord, because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all our love because he loved us, Lord. We pray for our congregation. We pray for those that are here and those that are not here. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would wrap your arms of protection to them wherever they are. We pray for those this morning who may be grieving over the loss of a loved one, Lord. We ask that you would comfort their hearts as only you will. And Lord, enable us to be a comfort to them as well. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Most of all, we thank you for the salvation that you gave us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now you look around and you wave at each other. Amen. You already know who's here and who's not here. So we got that. So you wave at each other. Amen. God bless you.
Gene, we got to sing with him.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help me to have the heart to serve you. I admit, I don't always have this desire. I want to follow you in every circumstance. Please give me the desire to follow you. Honor and blessings come with a life of service to you. Help me to follow you with everything I have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We walk with the Lord in the light of
safely this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you have given us, and we ask, Lord, that you bless whatever we have to give and make it be sufficient for all of our needs. Only you can make everything fit together. Be with us, Lord Jesus, in this and all other challenges. In your holy name we pray.
No turning back.
shall cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. I will follow you, Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus. I will follow you.
From Matthew, the 11th verse of the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. Take my yoke upon you, learning from Jesus. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Lord, today we say,
Heavenly Father, I come to you now asking that you be with us, especially now as Pastor Ted delivers your message to us. Lord, help us to understand and help us to follow his guidance, and let us take your message upon us. Let us be saddled with your yoke, for it is such an easy one to bear if we listen to you. And when we listen to you, things always go so much better. Be with us all, dear Lord, and be with us not just today, but throughout the time that we can remember this message and share it with those we know. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
While the children are coming, I want everyone to be, remind everyone again. Why am I in back? My goodness. I want everyone to be aware of the role that our children play in our church. Amen. The Bible tells us not to forget them. Okay, I know they make a lot of noise sometimes. I know they get on your nerves sometimes. But I can tell you this, Jesus loves them very, very, very much. And he expects us to do the same. Amen? So here that group is with their teacher. Amen. Give them a hand, all right? Amen.
So this week, good morning. How are y'all doing today? Good. This week we're talking about burdens. Do y'all know what a burden is? What? Kind of. So like a burden will be like something that's bothering you, maybe. You know what I mean? So like, let's see how we can do this. So if somebody is maybe not being nice to you at school, then that's hard on your heart, right? Because you don't understand why they're not being nice to you. And so that's probably like a burden on you. You're trying to figure it out. It's making you uneasy. That's like a burden. So like your parents might have burdens. Good morning. Your parents might have burdens. Like money might be tight. That's a burden on them, right? What other kind of burdens can we have? Do you know any burdens? No? Love might be hard, right? Yeah, sometimes love is hard. That's could be a burden. Okay, so I brought this weight. So sometimes burdens are heavy. You hear people say burdens are heavy. So this is heavy. It's 10 pounds. You hold it? So, okay, you hold it the whole time I talk. Hold it up, like real high. Like, okay, and you just keep holding it there. Just keep holding there. Don't drop it on your head, please. Burden will be intense if you drop that on your head. Okay. All right. So just hold it up. It's getting real hard, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. I'll take it from you. So it's not. Let me share the burden with you. So that's what we're talking about. God is going to share the burden with you. You're going to give God your problems, and he's going to help take care of them, right? But we have to remember, when we pray to God and we give him our burdens, we cannot take them back. Okay? So when we give him this, we cannot say, give it back. Right? Because if you give it back, then you're going to worry about it again, and then you didn't give him your burdens. You actually kind of shared it. Right? So this weight is just shown as a burden. So we have different burdens. This isn't really a burden. I mean, it will be if I had to hold it above my head for all my life, right? So I just brought this to show you. Burdens are heavy. Let's give them to God, and then he will help us with them, okay? Yeah? Well, it's easy to pick up weights and put them down, but it's hard to carry them around all your life, right? All right. So there's a song, and it says, I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone.
Amen.
All right? So remember that. When things get hard, let's pray and give God our burdens. All right? Let's say a prayer. Father, sometimes our burdens are more than we can bear. Help us to remember that Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In his name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. The title of our message this morning is Take My Yoke. Take My Yoke. Learning from Jesus. You see, as disciples, Jesus calls us to follow and learn from him. And unlike the teachers of his day, he says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He's patient and kind. He's gentle and he's lowly in spirit. And his ways are not a lengthy and a heavy list of rules and regulations to carry around, a list of do's and don'ts. But rather, his way is to live in humble submission to him, the good shepherd. I'm glad you're here this morning. I'm so glad that we're able to continue with our series called Disciples. And as we talked last week, disciple, that term you may have heard quite a bit thrown around in church and Sunday school and other places. But and if you want to take this discipleship thing a step further, Christian discipleship means that a relationship with a master teacher. In other words, to be a disciple, you must have a teacher. Our teacher is Jesus Christ, and we must be willing to learn from him, to follow him, and adhere to the way of life that he wants us to have. Now, for those of us who follow Jesus, the call to discipleship is twofold. As we said last week, it's about leaving behind what you know. And it's all about embracing the incredible rewards that come from following Jesus. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time trying to put my way behind me. That's a battle that I'm constantly doing and asking the Lord to help me submit my way. That my way, his way will become my way. I'm hard-headed. I always want to do things my way. My way. Even though sometimes I know that my way is not the best way, I still try to do it my way. But to be a disciple of Christ, we must learn that it's not our way that counts. It's his way that counts. So please keep that in mind. It's about leaving everything behind, walking away from your you might call them your fishing nets, and embracing a whole new purpose and call. You know, and as we talked about last week, we said that the demands of following Christ, it will cost you everything. But I can tell you this, we talked about this, we said you give up dirt for diamonds. You give up dirt for diamonds. You know, so let's begin. Let's look at Matthew 11, 28 through 30 again. You see, our passage, it begins with a familiar invitation from Jesus. He invites those listening to come, just as he did when he called Peter, Andrew, James, and John in Matthew 4 last week. And this one fact is so very important that we need to stop and recognize that the call to discipleship is an invitational one. It's an invite. You see, now, what does it mean that Jesus invites us to follow him as opposed to demanding it? What does it say about him that he is not a king of coercion, but one of invitation? You see, this aspect of discipleship is a very central thing in the life of, in the ministry of our Lord. When Jesus says, come to me, he's extending a hand. He's offering an invitation to discipleship, to a life of following him, learning from him, and finding rest in Him. In these words of Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, discipleship is not an offer that man makes to Christ, but it's an invitation that Christ makes to us. We are called to walk with Him, to learn from Him, to share in His mission. This nature of Jesus' yoke, He welcomes back others to walk with Him, to learn from Him, and to share in His mission and purpose. Now, I need to come down a little close to you. There's not many of you here today, so I want to make sure you hear this. Amen? Listen to what He says in verse 28. He says, "Come to Me, all you who are weary." How many of us here are just plain tired and weary? I am. I'm tired of beating my head against the wall, trying to do it my way. I want to be a disciple of Christ. Jesus gives this invitation. He says, "Come to Me, all you are weary and are burdened." You see, to put this in context, the verses before, Jesus, He preached a pretty tough message to the people of that day. He told them that if some of those towns, if they would have repented, it would have been better even for Sodom and Gomorrah. He said some pretty tough things to them, and He laid out something. And He goes on when He gets down to verse 27. He says, "All things have been committed to Me by My Father." That means that we as believers, we are committed to Jesus Christ. Amen? We belong to Him. We don't belong to the evil one. We belong to Jesus. So he's going to tell us that everything has been committed to Him. He says, "No one knows the Son except the Father, except the Son and those whom the Son chooses to reveal to Him." In other words, Jesus is the one that chooses to reveal the Father to His followers. And this is what He says to us to do. He says, "Come to Me." That is an invitation for us. If you're weary and you're burdened down, go to Jesus. Amen? Now, we're pretty quick. We get weary, we get burdened down, we'll go get us an energy drink, we'll go get us a pill, and we'll get all kind of medicine. But what we really need to do is stop. Get on your knees and say, "Lord, what is this that's bothering me so bad? What is this that's got me so burdened down that I can't even, I don't even want to get out of bed sometimes? What is this? Why am I so weary and burdened?" And this is what Jesus said. He says, and "I will give you" what? "Rest." Why in the world do we go around with so many burdens down when all we have to do is take it to Jesus? Amen? I tell you, sometimes things are so simple, I think that's what gets us. It's too simple. We're always looking for something hard to do. He says, "I'll give you rest. Come to Me. All those things that you're dealing with, I'll give you rest and I'll help you to deal with them." I'm not telling you that following Jesus is going to be easy and all your life is, you're going to skip down the sidewalk in the roses and just have a wonderful time. That's not what it's going to be. But I will tell you this, following Jesus, if you do run into those things, you'll have somebody right beside you to help you through those times. And I can tell you this also, if you're not going through anything right now, you're fortunate. But you just keep on living, my friend. You're going to have to go through something one day. And then this is what He says in verse 29. He says, "Take My yoke upon you." You know, back in those days, Jesus is using agricultural terms because they used oxen and cattle and stuff. And they put that yoke on them so they could keep those oxen together so they could pull the load. Now, I don't remember anything about an oxen, but growing up and down in close to Centerville, Texas, my grandfather, he had two old mules, and them were the meanest animals I've ever seen in my life. But when he would get out there and he put all those harnesses on them and all this stuff on them, he could control those mules. And it was always one mule. I think he was on the outside. He always wanted to to try to take the lead, but my grandfather knew how to do that. He had them yoked together. They had those oxen yoked together so they could pull a load. You want somebody to help you pull your load. Somebody told me this morning that my wagon is getting hard to pull. It gets that way sometimes, amen? Sometimes it just gets plain hard. But Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You know, be yoked together. Being yoked together means what Jesus means, that you have someone that will walk with you, will talk with you, will help you through your times that you're going through. And not only that, he says, and learn from me. Why do we want to learn from the Lord? Well, he's telling this in this context because those people that had been teaching them before had put all kind of rules and laws and burdens and all kind of things on top of them. But Jesus tells, if you yoke up with me, if you come to me, you see, he says this, and learn from me. You know the best way you can learn from the Lord? The best way you can learn from him is to be yoked together with him. Yoked together. I mean, be close to him. Be close to him. Get in your Bible. Pray. And you'll be yoked together with the Lord. And he says, and when you do this, he says, I am gentle and humble in heart. I think it is just awesome, the character of our Lord. How wonderful he is. How the world has been so cruel to him, but yet he is so gentle and humble to us. Isn't that awesome? That tells me that Jesus loves us very much. But don't be misled, my friends, my dear friends. Even though he's truly a loving God, there comes a time of judgment. There will be a time of judgment. So keep that in mind. If you're doing wrong, the Lord says eventually it's going to catch up with you. And you know what, folks? I can attest to that. It will catch up with you. So if you're doing something in the dark, believe me, it's going to have to come to the light one day. He says, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. If you're looking for rest for your souls this morning, if you're looking to put down your burdens, if you're looking to walk with the Lord and get away from all this mess that seems to come into your life, follow the Lord's instructions, what he says here. He says, come to me, and I'll give you rest. And then he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As I close this morning, I want you to know this. The journey that you're on this morning, believer, Christian, those of you who love the Lord, you don't have to walk this journey by yourself. It may seem like sometimes that nobody cares, that nobody calls you, nobody's around you, but I want to encourage you this right now. Jesus is always there with you. All you need to do is reach out and take the invitation. He says, come. What are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? Well, I'm waiting for a better day, Pastor. I'm waiting for till I get my finances straight. I'm waiting till things get better. I got some bad news for you folks. Things will never get better. Amen. As long as you keep putting them off, they'll get worse and worse and worse. They don't get better. Come to Jesus. Come to him. Let him take his yoke upon you. Walk and talk with him. Be his disciple. Learn from him. You see, when you learn from Jesus, he's going to show you some things that you've never seen. He's going to reveal things to you. But I gotta say this to you. Be careful with that. Because just as he's showing you things about him, he's going to point some things out about you. Some things that you may not know about. Some things that you may not be willing to admit. Things that you may thought that you had hid from the Lord. He's going to point those things out to you. And he's going to require that you take care of those things. That you repent and get those things out of your life. Come to Jesus, folks. Come to the Lord. The Congress can't help you. The governor can't help you. No political party can help you. But Jesus can help you. Amen? He can take that burden. You take that burden, and He can help you bear that burden. He can help you walk and be the disciple that you need to be. So remember, this morning, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand with me during the invitation? I want to do the invitation a little different this morning. The Lord's calling me to do this. I want the invitation to be a time of prayer. And I want you to know that there are things that are going on in your life. You can drop those things right here at the altar. So if you've got something that's burdened you down, you don't have to tell me about it, but you need to tell Jesus about it. Amen? And I also want to lift those up in prayer this morning. We've got so many people that are out sick this morning. We've got Selma, she's out with David, her husband, sick. We've got Tom, he's out with an injured leg. And then we have Gerda Hyder, who just lost a sister. We need to be in prayer for these folks, amen? And I have no idea what's in your heart, what's on your mind. So if you have a prayer, if you want to pray, I want you to come to the altar. And you don't have to come to me. I just want you to come down to the altar and just kneel or stand and give that to the Lord and let Him take care of it. Amen? The altar is open for all who wishes to come.
Shine, Jesus, shine.
Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed. The Lord said, come to me, all ye
shine,
who are weary.
Jesus, shine.
Amen.
Fill this land with the Father's glory. Holy Spirit, please set our hearts on fire. Forever flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let shining in the midst of the darkness, shining, Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us, shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Shine on me, shine.
Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday and receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Near to the Heart of God?
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before. Near to the heart of God, there is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold on. Near to the heart of God, there is.